Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. First of all, can you give people a little bit of background about yourself, what you have accomplished? Because it's a pretty lengthy list, and I think I would shortchange you a little bit. And then also, what got you into the path that leads you to real golf and getting into the golf industry?
Yeah, Ryan, thanks. Yeah, that's, you know, I live in Austin, Texas. I've lived here for most of my life, and I'm one of those serial entrepreneurs. I've had the fortune of starting several startups up and building products. You know, smart thermostat, one of the first smart thermostats ever created. I created, built a company, you know, based on that product, competing with Nest and Google and Honeywell. Upon exiting, you know, that it was amazing. You know, I decided to take a year off, and I went to the old course with a buddy of mine, and we're walking on the old course, and you know, I'm saying, well, why is it that we have no way to memorialize what's going on right now? I mean, this is hallowed ground that we're on. So I came back from the old course inspired about, hey, is there a way for you to actually capture this experience and memorialize it and keep it forever? So that's where Real Golf came from. So Real Golf was inspired by just a stroll on the old course.
So you've come up with this multi-camera technology. It's done in 4K. It automatically figures out when a golfer is on a tee box and starts recording, and then does the overlays of shot tracer and all that stuff that you expect if you're a professional golf viewer. How many iterations of this idea did you have to come up with before you got it where you wanted it? And where did you do your field research?
That's a great question. You know, so I started out with drones. I started with drone technology, and drone technology is fantastic. It gives you like really cool footage. You know, but drone technology has its, you know, its shortcomings, right? It's loud on a golf course. You know, I took it out to my club. I'm a member here at Barton Creek. And had drones following me around, you know, recording my shots. You know, but hawks really don't like drones. So, you know, we moved away from that, you know, and decided that we wanted to come up with a fixed camera solution, you know, and that fixed camera solution had to be something that was, you know, cameras that were discreetly placed, but they had to actually endure a lot. You know, they couldn't just be like an iPhone hanging in a tree, you know, that's just not going to work. So, you know, in doing the research, you know, we decided that we were going to use military grade cameras that were created by Bosch. And Bosch just so happens to be one of the number one suppliers to the military for putting cameras on aircraft carriers and border security. So that's how we converged on that particular technology. And it's a 4K camera, a full 4K camera that, you know, can record, you know, and transmit, you know, in a very, very quick and efficient way.
When you kind of got it down to what you wanted it to look like and how you wanted it to function, then how did you figure out what the delivery mechanism was? How people would wind up watching and either downloading or saving or whatever, the clips of those moments?
Yeah, you know, man, you must live in the head of a entrepreneur and a person that's actually...
I'm an old IT guy, so I'm asking a lot of IT questions.
I love it. Yeah, you know, it takes several iterations, but really it takes time on the golf course, you know, and really trying to understand the golfer's experience and their expectations. You know, first of all, we if we let the golfer download an app and try and figure out how to do it, they just couldn't do it. They couldn't get it figured out, you know, and nor do you want to. You don't want that to be your on-course experience. So that's part of the reason why we created a system that has AI to identify the golfer on the course, you know, and with a simple scan of a QR code, our cameras turn on, they locate you, they record you, and they send it to you. They send a link to you of your video within minutes of you actually leaving that hole. That's some pretty cool technology and very difficult to pull off. You know, as you had mentioned, kind of this whole layering in of the video, it's not like you're looking like at a security camera. That's not what this is. This is a true PGA inspired experience, right? So what you're going to get is you're going to get the course name, you're going to get the hole number, the distance to the pin, your name. And then on top of that, we layer in shot tracing over top of your shot, both from the tee box view, but also from a green view, which is something that just hasn't been done, you know, and which really does enhance the overall experience, you know, from a shot tracing standpoint.
Did you think about this primarily as something that would capture action on par threes, or were you thinking kind of holistically about those special shots on a golf course, whether that's a drivable par four or a hero shot on a par five? How do you envision this kind of working out in the long haul for the courses that you're going to work with?
That's another great question. Yeah. Well, so Ryan, initially we're doing par threes because it's easier for us to actually pull the technology together and make it work. We've had courses already coming to us saying, hey, I want it on a par four. Hey, I want it on a par five. So the demand is there for us to actually integrate this on multiple different signature holes. But the initial launch is on par threes, but it's not just limited to that. We see a much larger roadmap for this product.
And you mentioned the interest is strong coming out of the gate. And you probably have some early pub because of what happened at Payne's Valley, capturing a couple of bases. How much did that footage and the viral nature of that generate any interest from places that might have not been aware of Real Golf?
Oh man. You know, so it's been viewed over 1 million times. So, you know, in capturing that instance, I had courses reaching out to me. They saw it, you know. So I've actually been to Ireland. I've had 17 courses in Ireland that wanted to talk to me about this technology and say, hey, how can we put this here? Because it's so cool that you actually captured, you know, two aces. And the whole Payne's Valley, I love the Payne's Valley. Is like, it was, if you have not been there, that 19th hole, we got awesome. There and we were like, how do we put cameras on these clips? You know, and how do we actually get footage? We were only there to design a system. We weren't really there to actually turn the system on. But we said, if we're going to go ahead and just play some cameras, why don't we turn it on and see what we can get? And it turns out we got two hole-in-ones within minutes of each other, which I don't even know if any amateurs have ever had high-quality video footage of their hole-in-ones ever made. I can tell you Billy and Susan were thrilled to get that video.
Yeah, I'm sure they absolutely were. I mean, that's one of those kinds of things where if you do get your hole in one, it's probably by accident, you know, and the video is probably not that great if you're just holding your camera. But to have a professional quality PGA television quality version of that you can keep forever is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. Yep. And now I've got two best friends for life.
So as you're kind of being approached, and maybe you're doing some of the approaching of these facilities, what's kind of the makeup of them? Are they primarily kind of resort and public, or some private clubs saying, you know what, we'd love to have this for our membership or for our member guests, or, you know, those types of events?
Yeah. You know, we've got, it is all over the map, right? You know, our primary focus right now is to go to those resort courses that have those signature holes. But we did a 400 player member guest this year, 3-day event, over 1,000 recorded shots. And they just loved it. You know, these are, so over the last, we launched a product mid-year last year. So we've probably done 6 events at various different private, you know, and resort courses. So it's a product that can be used, you know, across the board, you know, on any course, you know, if they'd like to. But, you know, our primary focus is resort courses right now, but we're not exclusive to resort courses. We'd encourage any course that wants to capture a moment to reach out to us. We'd love to help them.
And how are courses so far thinking about how they're going to pass this value along to their customers? Are they viewing it as kind of an add-on to the round, or is it just something they kind of build into the green fee? You're going to get it anyway. What's the kind of point of view from them?
Yeah, that's an interesting, it's different. Every course is different. You know, their incentive structures are all a little bit different. You know, think of it this way. If a resort course or any course could do one more event a year because our technology is on that course, it pays for the system for the whole year. So, I mean, just think of that. I mean, that's, you know, so pairing it off to, you know, increasing daily fees, you know, you could think of that being as a way to roll it in. But I think the majority of courses probably are looking at this more of like, hey, it's going to differentiate us in the marketplace and drive a higher top line revenue for us. You know, through event planning.
And for you guys at Real Golf, what are your issues in trying to, first of all, keep everything recorded? Obviously, I'm assuming this is going to the cloud, but let's make sure of that. But also maintaining the hardware itself, because eventually, like you said, I mean, Bosch is an incredible company to make great hardware. but eventually hardware fails. So what do you have to build in to make sure you can replace that in a regular schedule?
Yeah, so the nice part about the solution, you know, the Bosch solution, is that, you know, it comes with a 3-year lifetime warranty that they'll service. So that's fantastic. Awesome. You know, when you make a camera that's bulletproof and hurricane proof, you know, it's got its own internal heater and a windshield wiper. I mean, come on, it's servicing itself. Oh, it's amazing. You know, so we actually do, you know, quarterly service and daily monitoring, right? So we'll know daily if there's an issue, you know, with the camera itself, you know, because we record everything in real time. All the video is stored, you know, it's stored in cloud, and it's there for players to access whenever they want to, and share, you know, in social media whenever they want to. It's part of the benefit of actually preserving those memories for them.
Has there been any customers requested their shot be deleted because it was that bad?
We give them that option. We give them that option. You know, one of the funnest things about doing these events that we have done and any course is that, you know, I've seen thousands of shots now. I mean, I've watched a lot of PGA golf, you know, and all of those show, the majority of those shots are great shots, right? Amateur golfers, we vary. I mean, there are great shots. There are shots, you know, and I love actually being on a course where it's, you know, a somewhat island hole, and you have all these shots that are just dropping in the water. Just they're fun to watch. I mean, I'm the guy, I was actually on the course playing Payne's Valley, you know, when my team was actually doing the recordings. I got to 19 and I yanked it into the water, you know, so I kept the shot though. I didn't delete it because I was like, come on, Payne's Valley. I don't care if it went in the water. I'm going to keep that shot.
Yeah. I was kind of curious about that. Like what percent, I mean, obviously golfers, all skill levels are going to play all kinds of different places and they're all going to perform differently. And even good golfers hit bad shots and bad golfers hit good shots. So I guess how much of an ego do we have as golfers that we don't need any recorded history of something, or, hey, is the place more important because, like you said, a Payne's Valley or a place like that, that's a special experience.
I think it just depends on you and your personality, right? I mean, you actually might not want to see that shot over and over again, but I guarantee your buddies do.
Well, that leads me to the other question. Can the buddies override the delete request and just save that for posterity?
No. You have the rights to your video, so you can do with it as you want. We don't share those rights, you know. NIL doesn't allow us to do that.
Well, Kevin, congratulations. Thank you for doing this. It's really cool what you've created. I can't wait to experience it for myself someplace. I'm going to play someday soon. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us about it.
All right, Ryan, take care.